The Director of Public Prosecutions, Christopher Pride, has issued a press release in which he says that an article on the Radio New Zealand website stating that MPs in Fiji risk being charged with sedition for voicing dissent is wrong. His words are read by an actor.
This statement is factually incorrect and requires correction and clarification. No one in Fiji risks being charged with sedition for voicing dissent. No one in Fiji has been charged with sedition for voicing dissent. As Director of Public Prosecutions, I can state assuredly that no person or organization will be prosecuted merely for voicing political dissent or for engaging in robust political debate or for expressing legitimate criticisms of the government, all of which are hallmarks of a constitutional democracy.
But lawyer Aman Ravindra Singh, who's defended several clients on sedition charges, disputes that. He says Fiji has retained a sedition law that other Commonwealth countries such as Australia, New Zealand and Canada have abandoned and is using it against political opponents.
No, that is absolutely incorrect. Christopher Pride is a lackey of the government, basically, and he's just a mouthpiece, and he continues to be that mouthpiece. In fact, the general fear on the ground level is that everyone is under threat and lives in fear of being charged with sedition if you say something against the government of the day.
Has that actually happened to people?
Of course. I think, again, there are a few examples. An MP was picked up and questioned in Vanuatu recently for certain statements he had made apparently in Parliament and outside of Parliament, which they said was seditious. Another young person had been picked up and questioned over 2 days at the police station for generally protesting against torture, which is used by the government of Fiji and its security services. And he was picked up and also faced the allegation of sedition. I honestly cannot understand how one protesting against torture could equate to a seditious activity.
Well, he ended up not actually being charged, so technically Mr. Pride is correct.
No, he's still incorrect, because the process of being picked up by police and being in a police station and being questioned, again, that on its own has a very negative mental impact on any person. It has an impact on the person's well-being, on his psychology, on his emotions, on his family, on his wider family, and to the general public at large. Why? Because the regime continues to use seditious laws to make an example of anyone who voices a legitimate political opposition.
The activist arrested and charged with sedition mentioned by Aman Ravindra Singh is Jope Karoi Savo, a member of the main opposition party, SODELPA. Earlier this year, he tried to stage a one-man protest march in Suva against torture, but he didn't get far.
I walked down the streets of Suva with placards of those victims of torture in Fiji. And for simply expressing my right to expression, the freedom to expression, I was charged for sedition and was put under in custody for 3 days. The case itself went on for almost 4 months.
So the statement by Christopher Pride, at least in your case, that there have been no prosecutions for voicing political dissent in Fiji is technically correct, isn't it? You weren't actually prosecuted for staging a protest march.
In terms of the statement itself, it is correct, but, you know, it's not just about being prosecuted. The process, you know, the process of being charged at the first place, the process of being investigated for almost 2 to 3 months is in itself prosecution. That itself creates the insecurity for people to be able to voice their opinion, to have a sedition act itself existence in our laws in Fiji. That is a tool that really hinders our expression of freedom. It's a very open-ended law. It's a law that's been very outdated, and to us, to be freely expressing our rights, we need to be well informed of the boundaries and limitation of what we can say and what we cannot say. Because the Sedition Act talks about any dissension or talk against government could be charged. For my case, was merely walking down the street silently with names written of people who were tortured by the authorities. I was charged with sedition. So, you know, there's no clear, really definition of what sedition is. One of the major elements of good governance is the ability for the citizens of one nation to freely express their opinion without being investigated, without being charged, without being prosecuted. And I think we still lack that in Fiji.